G'day everyone, Ian here. On a beautiful, beautiful final day. I think it is. I think it's the last day of September. It's Tuesday afternoon, evening. 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm going for a bit of a walk down by the Brisbane River. It's really lovely. Still got a bit of sunlight. It's moving towards dusk, but it's just about over. The days are getting longer. It's good. It's real good. It's warming up too. Haven't worn a jumper for a couple of weeks. And the doona's kicked off the bed now. I'm just lying under a sheet in a light blanket. Won't be long before I'll be bringing the fan out and that'll be running all day and all night. Won't be long at all. I thought I might do pretty well a rambly boo because I felt like coming out for a walk, not for any particular reason, just felt like it. I felt a bit edgy, I suppose. Finished work for the day, rode my bike home, so I really don't need to get any more exercise. You know, I've already clocked 28 k's today, but a little amble as I ramble down by the river might be nice. Because I couldn't fall asleep. I normally have a bit of a nana nap, a 20-minute or so nap, late afternoon after I have a cup of tea at home. But I just couldn't doze off. I started thinking about the Christmas break. We're going to have 2 weeks off. Urban art projects where I work at the moment shuts down every Christmas for 2 weeks. A couple of years ago when I first started working there, we worked straight through Christmas. Had a huge job on. That was the job that took me to Singapore back in February, actually. After it had been installed, and then it bit us on the arse, and Matt and I had to go to Singapore. But we were building it a couple of years ago, the end of 2012, and that's why I got asked to start working with them. So we're going to have a 2-week shutdown, and it got me thinking about what I'm going to be doing over the Christmas break. I'll have the family stuff to do, of course, always do, but that'll only be for Christmas Day primarily. And I thought, probably a good time for me to have a crack at this shipping container that I did an audio boo about back in June. I started clearing it out and I really wanted to do it in winter. I don't want to do it in summer because it's so hot. But I just don't get the space because of these hours I work to put aside a day and do the work I need to strip it. And then all the kerfuffling about. They've got a bit of furniture in it as well, and I'd like to take it to work and clean it up. I've got a pretty funky shelving unit that my daughter said that she'd like, and a few other bibs and bobs that I thought I could refurb, and while we've got the 2-week break, I could take them straight into the workshop and do them during my time off instead of having to find a bit of time on weekends when I'm just doing recovery. Anyway, that's what I was mulling over. Couldn't really settle and fall asleep, so I thought I'd come out for a walk. Like I said, I'm just going to see what comes to mind. And one of the things that I've been mulling over a little bit is this whole audio boom issue with the app and the noise that we've been creating a little bit on the smelly boo that Phil Sorrell put up. Don't you love Phil's style? There's something about the way Daylight Gambler does his audio boos. It's really quite endearing. I don't understand what it is. I've been trying to work out why I like listening to your audio boos so much, Phil. I don't think I've missed one. And some of them are very long and sometimes banal. You even admit it. And you go off on all these weird tangents. And I know that you're probably very, very critical of them. But there's something about your boos that I just find totally engaging. I'll get back to you at some stage when I've worked out what the hell it is. But I don't know what it is. There's something about your audio boos. But also, that audio boo was very good because Phil had put in a fair bit of work into what's going on with audio boom and the way they're manipulating things, knowingly or unknowingly. For those of you who don't know, he created an audio boo that he buried and then embedded. He buried it in the sense that it shouldn't be discovered on Audioboo, and then he embedded it on a site and hid it on one of his sites. But if anybody happens to open that page, it registers as a listen, and it's got 3,000, 5,000 listens now. I've been thinking about that, and I've been thinking that is absolutely perfect for Audioboom to turn around and say, hey, look, BBC Two or some footy program have got X thousand listens. You know, and your KPI for that is going to be worth so many dollars. You've got all these people listening to you, and therefore we can charge you. Whereas in actual fact, all they're doing is embedding them and they're getting popped open and it's registering as a listen. But people aren't necessarily truly listening, let alone engaging with the content, let alone maybe interacting with whatever that corporate figure is trying to sell. But that doesn't matter, because the listens is what Audioboom will be selling to the advertisers, to the corporates. And it was something that made me sort of register this. I listened to John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry's podcast, No Agenda. And one of the things that they helped me understand was what is the product? And in the mainstream media world, the product is not the news item. It is not the ads. It is not the television programs. It is the viewers and the listeners. And I was thinking about Audioboo, and as far as their corporate agenda, what they're selling is us. They're selling we, the listeners, to the corporate audio. So the more corporate audios that are listened to, the more they can sell those listens, which represent us. They can also sell us as actual signed up entities. And they can also sell us if we have a certain number of Audioboos produced. And maybe if we've had a certain number of, I think they care less about it if, you know, listens. But definitely, if we're in the system, they can sell us. And guess what? What we want isn't in that. What we as a community does not register at all. The only reason that they could be at all interested in having us in the on Audioboo is to sell us to the corporates. The £80, is that what I pay a year to be on Audioboo, to have my 1 hour? It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant, especially when they're burning as much money as they are. I can't remember what the figures were, but there was they'd made £25,000 last year or something, and a £2 million loss. Staggering numbers in the wrong way. So my £80 for my premium or pro, whatever it's called, is irrelevant. They would need thousands or millions of us at that level to make us at all interesting. But we are of some value if we are listening to the corporate content. And that's why they want us around, and it makes me realise that's why they up the Audioboo time limits. Remember a few months back? Oh, it must be 6 months ago, didn't they? They went from 3 minutes to 10 minutes for the free accounts, and they went from 30 minutes to an hour for the premium accounts. And we all went, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. But I remember not thinking of it as any really great value, because frankly 30 minutes is more than I needed, and an hour is a big deal. But what it did is particularly at the bottom end, is 3 to 10 minutes, is I think it is designed to encourage, oh, isn't this cute? It's too dark to take a photo, but there's a pair of wood ducks right here beside the river with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ducklings. Tiny little things, you know, they'd be probably a week old at best. Lovely little things. I hope they all survive. I think the upping it to the 10-minute audio booze was designed to basically get more users of audio boo, and that has value for selling user numbers to the corporates. So I see it as a pretty shrewd move. I see everything that audio boo is doing at the moment, as audio boom is doing, as nothing but trying to leverage them with the corporates, the way the app works now that I've got into it. And you're right, Phil, I was pretty neutral. I thought the app looked pretty. Yes, and I think it does look pretty. I still stand by that. But the actual functionality of it's pretty crap. And to use it as some way of recording and producing content, it's seriously crap. We've all agreed on that. And frankly, even for finding content, it's crap, which is what they want us to do. Or do they? You know, they make the noises that they want us to find the content, and maybe, you know, we fall over a bit of stuff if we start cruising around in it. But the reality is, I think they're probably more interested, as Phil has discovered, that the corporates embed their audio on their sites. Who knows, maybe even Audio Boom has got some sites that they've got the home site, haven't they, that they embed the audio. Maybe that ups the number of listens just by the fact that the home page probably does, now that I think it through. If you've got all the corporates on the featured page and you just open up the front of Audio Boom, the fact that you've opened the page, does that suddenly mean all those featured audio boos register a listen? Hell, that's one very quick way to get the number of listens up, in, isn't it? And if that's the case, wow. Look how many times that your sports program's been listened to, sir. I think you should change the way you're advertising with us and up it, and we'll charge you a bit more. Yeah, I just don't see it as being really looking after the community at all. Anyway, that's what I've been thinking. Not real happy. But I do love the community, do love you guys. When I have the time to listen, I really quite enjoy it. I'm a little bit pickier and choosier these days with what I listen to. I tend to look at the titles. Please put interesting stuff in the titles so that I want to listen to it, because if you just put really boring stuff in the title, I won't know that there's probably something good in it and I'll flip over it. There's just so much content being created and I just don't have enough time to listen to everybody. But I do love the community. I love everybody out there who's putting up their stuff, which is the great advantage of what Audio Boo Boom is. And as documentally Christian Payne said, it's a great, great recorder publishing platform that has basically got completely broken. I'd like to go back 2 iterations for the app, and I'd like to get Mark Rock back. You know, I know there's a lot of complaints about him and what he did, but you know, at least he had the vision. Now, I don't know all the backstory. I wasn't around back in the early days. I don't know everything that happened with him, and I know there were some issues, but at least he had that vision. Wasn't able to make it work, unfortunately. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe this whole idea of community-based audio production, conversational audio, is just dead in the water. Maybe a bit like my podcast that I try to create, try and encourage people to sit down and record their close relatives. People just aren't that interested in it, except for a wee few freaks out here who are, and have forged a bit of a community. But for us, it is great. And I Yeah, I still love it. And what Christian's said when he does his work, basically screams from the rooftops, and I have to agree with him. People, you've got some amazing stories. Create audio. It's so simple and so easy. Just get it out there, people. Share it with others. And I push this through Facebook, and I know that there are some people who listen to it. Some of my friends who are on Facebook, and I see it come through. People I haven't necessarily been in contact with for years, and they'll listen to things and they'll make a comment on Facebook about it. So it is a communication medium. There are people on Facebook who, like I said, you know, go back to my school days, and if they want to know what this 54-year-old's like compared to the 16-year-old, well, they can listen to one of my audio booths and find out, can't they? So it's an incredibly powerful medium, but we know that, don't we? And people like Christian get out there and scream it from the rooftops and try to encourage all sorts of individuals and companies and media organisations to do the same thing, and some of them do. And that's a great thing. And Audioboo is one of the very best systems for doing that. It doesn't work as well over on SoundCloud. They haven't quite got the nuances that Audioboo used to have. But now that Audioboo has seriously broken itself, well, yeah, it's less enticing to stay here. I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to upload this, to be honest. I know that when I uploaded it, this is only my second Audioboo on the new app, and I know when I uploaded the last one, it took forever to upload on the home Wi-Fi. I'm out and about at the moment using 3G. I don't know if it's going to work. Who knows? I might have to get in the back end and pull the FLAC file down and upload it manually. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? We'll see what happens. So, yeah. But see, Audioboom doesn't care whether I can put this up or not. That's the thing. They don't care. All they care is that I maybe flip open the homepage and register a listen to everything that's on the homepage, the favorite, the trending page, wherever I happen to land. That's probably all they care about, if that's how it works. I don't know how it works. I know WebMonkey, but I can see a company that don't care about its community. Anyway, that's my bit of a rave. Because, as usual, you know, I'm just tired. I haven't been doing a lot of audio booths of late, and maybe you've hung around to the end of this because you don't hear as much from me. And thank you for doing that, because it's been a bit of a rave. I often think about topics I'd like to talk about, but then I just don't have the juice. One day things will change. Working at it. Some really good news. Paid off one of my credit cards the other day. The other one's nearly paid off. So getting there. My finances are improving really well. So we continue to chip away at the coalface, and hopefully it'll all be very good soon. So anyway, from downtown West End, over at the leaving the Milton reach of the Brisbane River and turning the corner into the Indooroopilly reach of the Brisbane River, heading upstream but walking on the path, not swimming, this is your correspondent from the Great Southland as we creep deeper and deeper into the warmer months. I hope wherever you are, it's funny because I do actually talk and speak to people primarily in the UK, because that's who I think listens most of the time to these. And if you're here in Oz with me, my friends or whoever, g'day to you too. But your correspondent from the Great Southland, out of here. Bye-bye for now. Oh, that's right, and this damn thing doesn't flip around. Okay, stop.